play Austin, Texas. Yeah. First time I've ever been here. Love it. And we are gonna have a party here tonight. Got a feeling. Close your eyes. Myself. Thank you. That's the big wardrobe change of the evening. That's it. Texas, baby.
I'm not afraid to die. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. That little bit we stuck on the end there, that's a tribute to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. I was very lucky to know Jimmy a little bit in the 60s when he came to London. And he's a great guy, really humble guy. And I think one of the biggest tributes anyone's ever paid me, really, was we released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday night. Released it on the Friday, and 2 days later, on the Sunday, Jimmy opened with it. Pretty cool. Give it up. So you know, that was great for me. And I was there to see, you know, there were quite a few of us guys in the audience, pay homage to the great man. And only trouble was, he played a blinding solo. He went like wild on the solo. And in those days, these bars, the Bixby bar was, whatever people call them now, but this would send your guitar like wildly, send it wildly out of tune if you use that too much, you know. And this is what happened to him. He was so out of tune. Oh man. And he looks out in the audience, looks at the audience and goes, is Eric out there? And he's looking for Eric Clapton, you know. And Eric was out there, he's sitting about here. And Eric's cringing, he's going, I'm not sure of that. Sure of yourself. It's, yeah, great memory for me, anyway. Jimmy. Okay, so the reason I got this guitar out is this is the one I used on the original record of the 60s.
I'm not afraid.
Hey, listen, thanks for this great welcome you've given us to Austin. This next song is one that, that I wrote for my missus, Nancy. It was like this. Thank you. This next one's for the Wings fans.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, folks. Anybody here speak Spanish? Muchas gracias. I learned a bit of Spanish in school in Inglaterra, en la escuela. This is what they taught me. Tres conejos en un árbol tocando el tambor. Que sí, que no, que sí lo he visto yo. Why did they teach me that? It's coming handy. This one I wrote for Linda.
Thank you.
know, when you get one of those blank moments, you don't want to try it in front of this many people. Well, you know, we're live. For sure. I should know it by tomorrow night. Come again tomorrow, I'll have learned it. Mistake there. I'm expecting, oh no, you know, like they're gonna boo. And you all went, yay! Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gracias. Every day she thinks of more passing weapon. Life's a dollar for the flashy daddy for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping in his stockings, stepping in his shoes, picking in the pockets of her raincoats. It's just another day at the office where the papers go. She takes a break, drinks another coffee. Listen, you're a great crowd, I must say. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. We have somebody in the front here who says she's from the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Is that true? Wow. That's going back. All right. Okay, I'd like to sing a song now that was written in the 60s. When there was a lot of troubles going on over civil rights, particularly in Arkansas, some of the southern states. And I wanted to write a song that maybe if it reached some of the people who are going through the suffering, it might give them a little bit of hope. So this is the song. This moment to be free, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night, take these broken wings. This moment to rise, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into
to the light of the dark black night. Take these sunken eyes, learn to see all your life. You are waiting for this moment to be free. You are waiting for this moment to be free. You are waiting for this moment.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
One of the things I like about playing that song is I run into so many people who tried to learn that on guitar. How many people here have tried to learn that on guitar? I mean, come on now, how cool is that for me? I'd like to play a song now, which I wrote this song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. Sometimes you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes you're thinking, oh, I'll say something nice, and you think, I'll leave it till another time. And then what happens is, if it's suddenly too late, you really kick yourself and say, I wish I'd said that, you know? And so I wrote this song, and it's kind of in the form of a conversation that I didn't have with John. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. I really loved you and was glad you came along. Thank you. So that's it. Next time you want to say something to someone, just say it.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I don't know. I'm just making it. I'm getting too relaxed up here. Song that we've never done before this tour, so this is the first time in Texas.
Nothing.
Thank you. Having a good time? Is that we did a gig a few years ago now, maybe 5 years ago. So in Ukraine, in Kiev, in the Ukraine. It was a big free gig in the city center, and they loved that one. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 350,000 of them. Oh. One that we've never done until this tour, so this is another first for Texas. And for you tonight. Through the rain, don't be late. demonstrate till Somerset to undertake on solid ground. I mean, it's a things in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. This is I, this is a guy who's not in the way. John's house, and we were, you know, having a songwriting session, and he had a poster on his wall, and like nearly all the lyrics of that song just came straight off that poster. The poster said, "For the benefit of Mr. Kite, Henry Horse, doing the waltz, so Somerset." So we like just wrote the poster, you know. I don't know if any of you know, but George was a really good ukulele player. Do you remember? Let's hear it for George Harrison. I had a ukulele too, so I was round at his house one day. We were just jamming, just playing some songs. And I said to him, "I've learned one of your songs on the ukulele." So we played it together, and I'd like to play it for you now. Something in the way she moved, trying to like a one lover. So she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe her now. Somewhere in the smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave. You know I believe in you now. You ask me, will my love grow? Now this one, we'd like you to sing along with. I mean, not that you haven't been already, but there's a bit in the middle of this, so I'll go, now you! And it's all up to you, you're on your own.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that reminds me that a few years ago, we did a show in Red Square in Moscow. I think we were the first rock and roll band allowed to do a show there. And that was a really, really cool show. You know, those Ruskies like to rock. And the great thing about it, besides the concert, was that we all got to meet, like, all the members of the Russian government, you know? Got to meet Putin and all that. And if you'd have told me when I was a kid, growing up, you know, that I would one day meet, like, the president of Russia, I wouldn't have believed you. But there we were, and we're hobnobbing with them all, you know? And so the defense minister, this guy, he looked like a kid to me. He's like the defense minister of Russia. Okay. Anyway, he comes up to me and says, "Paul, first record I ever bought was Love Me Do." It's true. Sure, no, that's very nice. Thank you, Mr. Defense. Then this other guy, this tall guy, comes up, he says, "You know, we learned English from Beatle records." That's true, you know. He says, "We learned English. Hello, goodbye." It's true, it's true. Darkness, she is. Oh, thank you, folks. Thank you for the lights, too. Let it be.
Which we live in makes you give in a cry.
just a minute. Come on, boys. Okay, guys, one more time. This time, just the ladies. Come on, girls. Yeah, I like that sound. Let's see if you can. Come on, girls. India, we have to come back.
Let's party.
You want to keep going, don't you?
Okay.
Oh,
too much. I heard this was a Music City. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why did she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't say. Something wrong now, I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. For I believe in yesterday. You want to keep rocking, don't you? I thought so. All right then. Listen, you have been one fantastic audience here tonight, let me tell you that. But there does come a time when we've got to leave. Yeah. We have got to leave anyway. But listen, before we go, to bring you a big show like this, there's a lot of people who are working on this, and all behind this, you see it here. We've got the people out in the front there on the sound, and we've got the lights and the video screens. We've got all the guys here and the gals who are looking after the equipment, the guitars, the piano, the drums, everything. Backstage, we've got a catering, we've got all the guys who truck it all. So let's hear for the greatest crew on the planet. They are great. And me, I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. What about But most of all, we want to thank you. Sing a lullaby. Austin, Texas, you've been splendid. We love you so much. I'll tell you what, we'll see you next time.